Welcome to Gain That Tune.
Going on, everybody. It's Game That Tune back in the house once again. Oh my god, guys, what a big night it is. What a night it's gonna be. It's your boy John Harrington here. I got John Regan with me. Say hey.
Hey.
And I got Jesse Moore. Say hey.
Hey.
And guys, it's a hell of a night to be doing Game That Tuesday. We're recording on a Tuesday night instead of the usual Wednesday, hoping that people still tune in, because it's a hell of a show tonight, guys. It's not just your normal Game That Tune, where we listen to three songs from a game and try and guess each other's games based on the songs with a little bit of trivia and goof off and have a lot of fun and pick a theme for the next episode by winning the show and playing some bonus tunes. No, all that's still going to happen. But, guys, it's a milestone, guys. It's a hell of a milestone. We've been making this show a long time. I know that we all know this. You know, we've been at it a long, long time. And you know, in spite of whatever that thing was that we did, last year and rebooted the canon of the show. You know, I was always keeping count, and without a doubt, we've done it, guys. This is the 400th episode of Game That Tune. I feel like, Johnny, your long Twitch title did not include GTT 400. You also could have just left it at that. But, 400 episodes, guys. A crazy, absurd number.
How many...
Jesse, brother, am I gonna have to edit that out, or are we leaving that in? What the fuck?
Look, it's actually, I talked to some lawyers because I wanted to do this right, and it's technically not the 400th episode, because there was a few episodes that you must have numbered, where we didn't actually play Game That Tune. It would be like, you know...
Those goddamn beta episodes.
Yeah, those, you know, like spinoffs. Like, is this a Frasier episode also count as a Cheers episode? I don't think so.
Well, no, they have different titles.
Yeah, I know. So do those, but...
What about the episodes of Frasier where they had, like, significant guest stars from Cheers? Do those count as Cheers episodes?
No, it's still Frasier.
Like, the one where, you know, like, Woody comes and him and Frasier realize they don't have anything in common anymore?
Eddie goes to the bar and orders a drink, no.
Okay. Yeah, they probably should have done that.
That would have been pretty fucking cool.
Okay, so the lawyers, they've said it. The beta episodes didn't count?
Yeah, Frasier Crane said that it doesn't count.
Frasier Crane is a psychiatrist, not a lawyer.
No.
Maybe that's why
his rates were so good.
Don't try and fucking, you know, pull Frasier rank on me around here. You know, I'm all for you fucking calling in the suits to get us on track for what episode this actually is. But no, don't, you know, don't do it by invoking, you know, Dr. Frasier Crane on me.
Oh.
I won't have it. But
I think, this is interesting. We thought this was, John thought this was 400, but turns out it's not.
Yeah.
One thing to say to that.
Game over!
Damn it.
I always love the like ricochet sound at the end.
It's really just... I did not expect to... Get game over for one to celebrate our show.
Game over before you even start the game.
Yeah. But that's the thing also, I mean, like, I'm happy that this isn't the 400th episode. Respectfully, Jesse, tell everybody the theme for tonight's episode that you chose last time we made a show.
Euphemisms.
Yes.
So I wanted it to be like a fun, creative topic where basically we each pick a game that may or may not have a silly title, and then we come up with what that title means. Like, you know, maybe Jerry goes and has a burger every day at lunch at the same time, and you're like, oh, there's Burger Time Jerry, you know, mm-hmm. and, you know, Burger Time being the game.
Yeah. Right. Yes. So. Yeah, cool. Now, see, I'm totally down with that being not the theme for a 400th episode. No offense. I think it's going to be a fun night and absurd show, and we could even bring it back for the 400th episode, but I was so confused last episode that you were selecting that as our 400th episode theme. I'm like, what is going on here? Stop. It's going to be a good one. We got 6 more episodes till 400.
Yep.
So, shit.
So, John, is this the first time you said it was 400 and really wasn't quite all the way there?
I may have stretched the truth in the past a couple of times. Yeah, you got to tell the legend, Johnny. I'm packing a thick 400 centimeters. You know, when I was on that trip to every country in the world that uses the metric system, trying to brag on my equipment. Yeah, I said I had 400 down there. And I should have realized that I don't know metric conversions. That really scared off everybody I told it to. They're like, I'm sorry, 400 centimeters? I guess I could have gone with 400 millimeters. That, you know, even then, that's a lot. but yeah, so, you know, yeah, my 400 centimeters, it didn't get a lot of use over there in all of Europe and the rest of the world. I was trying it. I probably should have pulled out a measuring stick and figured out what the fuck I was saying to those people.
It's like 400 stone.
That, you know, yes, it weighs 400 stone.
That's way more concerning.
Yeah, exactly. You know, fucking, I got an antimatter dick. It's fucking, it's as heavy as 1,000 suns.
Okay, John, yeah. I'm also concerned that you don't know how heavy the sun is relative to stone.
That's why probably also I didn't get a whole lot of action at that science conference I was at. It was a complicated, thing explaining my enormously long, enormously heavy dense penis to all those European scientists.
It's so very dense.
Yeah, and nobody went for it. Couldn't believe it. Yeah.
It's like the Hadron Collider.
So I've learned since then to not oversell things. Like, if I was going to choose a euphemism centered around my penis tonight, I would not use the number 400. I would have been like, I got a Mega Man 3, if you know what I mean. They'd be like, well, that sounds usable and fun.
Oh, you can dash. All
right. Yeah, cool. Oh, you can slide that thing right in, please. And I'd go, oh, yeah. But yeah, anyway, we should start the show. We got fucking fantastic games, fantastic euphemisms, and a whole lot of crazy bullshit on not our 400th episode. So, Johnny, let's hit it.
Game 1. Thank you.
Alright guys, so this game features an edit mode, which allows players to create their own puzzles. However, the edit mode is fairly limited, because there's no battery backup or password system to save the puzzles you create, nor is there any kind of error checking to make sure that your puzzle is actually possible to complete. All right, guys, let's see some answers. All right, so John says Super Mario Maker, which is incorrect, and Jesse says Toilet Kids, which is incorrect. This is Shove It, the warehouse game.
Oh, of course.
Oh, nice.
So what is Shove It, the warehouse game, a euphemism for?
Well, so you play as Steve Dory or
Steve
Dory.
No, I don't want to hear about the game. I want to know what the euphemism for Shove It, the warehouse game is.
Well, hear me out. The euphemism is that you are trying to win over the girl of your dream by shoving boxes all over the place.
Mm-hmm. I'm into it.
Got to push them boxes.
Yeah. You got to shove it.
The warehouse game.
If you know what... Yeah. See, here's the problem, Johnny. It's the presence of the phrase, the warehouse game.
You're sitting at a bar with your buddy, and, like, you guys are sharing a pretzel, and, like, you're, like, look over at him, and you're like, yeah, you know... The other day, with Becky, you know, Shove It, the warehouse game, if you know what I mean. He's going to be like, what the fuck are you talking about? It just, I don't know.
I don't know, I think Johnny might have found the heart of the theme.
Yeah.
No one said it had to make sense.
I'd imagine in that scenario they would assume I'm having some kind of stroke and would call me an ambulance. You're saying makes zero sense.
Yeah, word salad. That's bad.
You sound like the president.
Yeah.
Thank you for your attention to this matter. fucking, yeah. No, I think it's fun as a title for the game because you know it's like it. They're using the words "shove it." It like it's a lousy title for a game, but it's a fun title for a game because you know "shove it" is an insult that you say to
if
somebody.
If it was just "shove it," that would be fine.
Well, that's the problem. They had like somebody at the fucking company was like, "We can't just put shove it on a box." Like, you know, like when did this game come out, Johnny? 80, 89, 90, something like that?
1990.
Okay, so like you know that fucking some executive was just like, "All right, here's what we got. Here's the box art, 90s crazy font, it just says shove it." And then they're like, "All right, cool. What is the game?" And they're like, "Oh, it's a game where you push boxes in a warehouse." And they're like, "That is going to really piss people off if they open up that box." Like, you know, I'm picturing like, picture like shove it, but it's like the Zoop font. You know, totally not telling you anything. Just like extreme and 90s and sick. It looks like Pee Wee's Playhouse as a font. And then you get the game and it's actually just a box pushing game. They're like, "All right, well, we should probably put, like, some explanation of what that means on there." And it's like, "No, but the whole point was that it's supposed to be called Shove It. It's extreme. It's in your face." It's like, well, then you should have made a more extreme game than a fucking warehouse management game. Like,
well, they could have put that on the back of the box.
I mean, if they had called Skate or Die just Shove It, like, you know, you think it would have negatively affected the sales? No, I don't think so. Yeah, you need a game with a rude dude to match the rude dude in the title.
Yeah.
And the box pushing game ain't it. You know, unless the like I don't know, like does it like cuss at you when you complete puzzles or something? Like is there an anti-authority sentiment in the game? I mean, like, you know, is this game punk rock at all, Johnny?
Not at all. You just get you get some cutscenes of guys shoving boxes and like wiping the sweat off his brow.
Woo! You don't even get like a forklift or anything?
Nope. You just shove it.
That would be a hell of a bonus stage. Fucking. Jeez Louise. Johnny, I like the pick, but I can tell Jesse is not fazed by this. So, in the spirit of just keeping things moving right along, I declare we should do my game next. And guess what, motherfucker? It's a BGM threesome. I'm going to show you how this theme is done.
BGM threesome. BGM threesome. BGM threesome.
Alright, guys, so the player character in this game is named Billy Big Bang Blitz. If that's not enough euphemisms for you, the title is forthcoming. Billy, gives him the Big Bang Blitz, if you know what I mean.
All right.
You guys all played the game with Billy Big Bang Blitz?
Nope.
Oh, it's not shove it up your butt, unfortunately, and it's not clown cum. I'm sorry, Jesse. It's neither of those things. No, this is a classic NES game that I know on name alone. This is Clash at Demon Head.
Oh, that's 0 points.
Mm-hmm. It's the Clash at Demon Head, if you catch my drift. It's an NES game.
Isn't that the name of a scene from Scott Pilgrim?
It's the name of his ex-girlfriend's band in Scott Pilgrim.
Yeah!
Yeah, Brie Larson is in The Clash of Demon Head. But yeah, no, Clash of Demon Head, I don't even know what this fucking game is. It's just got a cool name. And I don't know, I feel like it could be seen as a sex euphemism. Jesse, I can't really put my finger on it. Well, I mean, I feel like Clash of Demon Head could be kind of like the NES version of the Aristocrats joke. You know, I could just describe a filthy sex act right now.
Yeah,
damn, what's that called?
The whole point of the fucking show, John.
No, the whole point was come up with the euphemism. I didn't say I had to describe the sex act.
Yes, you did. You
no, I don't. I'm a very chaste man.
John, you very specifically said at the end of the last episode that you would describe
in extreme detail. explicit detail, incestuous, disgusting, filthy detail.
You're going to go through the alphabet and for every letter go into detail on some gross sex act.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not every gross, now some and then, sex act.
Every now and then you have to use a Gilbert Godfrey voice.
See, therein lies the problem.
Or Bob Saget.
Oh, God. Yeah. I respect those men too much, especially in death, to sully their good voices.
Oh, they love it.
I know they would. That's why
I can do a pretty good Gilbert Godfrey. You ready for this?
Oh, yes.
All right, yeah. Describe the Clash of Demon Head, Johnny Gottfried.
All right.
I knew it.
I'm impressed. I'm surprised you can't get a little bit more than Ankh, though. Can you, like, how? I can't do a scratchy, like, it hurts my throat to even think about doing Gilbert Gottfried's voice. But, I feel like Clash of Demon Head, pretty decent, you know, just like sex euphemism. You know, Clash, you're bumping two things together. Demon Head could either be, a description of the penis. Penises have a head on them.
Or maybe your partner is really good at a certain act.
That's true.
Like getting some demon head, yo.
See, yeah, exactly. But why would that cause a clash? I don't know.
Maybe it's like a 69 type deal.
I like to think of it
like you're both giving each other the demon head of a lifetime. And it's kind of like a clash of demon head.
Right.
Both are just coming each other's mouths nonstop.
Mm-hmm. That's one way of seeing it. I feel like Clash has to invoke the sound, and so I feel like the Clash of Demon Head really...
It's like you gotta, like, run. You have to have a trampoline. And so you run, and one of you has to jump and rotate your body.
Oh, okay.
And then the other one catches...
You gotta do a mid-air 69 collision.
Clash!
Yeah, land, as you're falling to the ground, come all over each other.
Yeah.
See, I had a much simpler solution, which is you just do a 69 while listening to Rock the Casbah, and now you've got Clash of Demon Head.
There you go. That's good.
But that is something I've already done in life, and I didn't think to give it this name.
I did it yesterday.
Yeah, exactly.
As soon as you lose, John.
It's my favorite song and my sixth favorite sex position. So, yes, it's come up. I don't know. Clash of Demon Head's just a cool sounding name.
You got there.
Regardless, I mean, yeah, I was already there. I'm from downtown there, Jesse. Fucking, Johnny, go to the next game in this threesome.
We'll be right back.
All right, guys, so I'm sure you don't need the hint, but this game's unusual weapon requires the player to freeze enemies with a stun ray and stab them from above or below with their extending spear. I feel like that act could be also seen as somewhat sexual. I don't support the freezing of the enemies in order to do so. I feel like you should get their consent.
You know, it could be consensual, non-consent.
The freezing really seems to take it to like a Cosby territory. I don't like that. But the extending spear and the
signed a form beforehand. Yeah, and like,
there's
really
some thrustration going on. So Johnny once again says shove it up her butt. Sadly incorrect. Jesse says Rygar. That is not correct. No, guys. Unfortunately, this is another NES classic that I'm sure nobody has heard of. This is Low G Man.
Oh, I've heard.
0 points.
Yes, this Low G Man, unfortunately, one that's slightly undone in the Johnny way because the official title on the box is Low G Man : The Low Gravity Man. But I'm going Low G Man here.
Because you don't have it, I have it.
I think there's a secret Scott Pilgrim thing going on here. Because there's a character they call G-Man, Gideon.
That's true.
Well, G-Man has been used in a lot of...
G-Man is used to refer to many guys whose names start with G in a, you know, a slightly cool way. Yeah, the G-Man, but yes.
Name five.
If they had called him the Low G-Man, I'd be fully on board with this Scott Pilgrim connection. You know, Low G-Man, a game where you play as a man that can jump with low gravity to fight, like, robots and shit. You guys should quickly Google the cover for this. It cracks me up because it just says, you know, it's got a big G on it. It says the Low G-Man. And then it's just got a pair of feet, like, sticking out of the frame. It's like, it's the fucking Daryl Strawberry on The Simpsons joke. This man has jumped so high, he's jumped clear off the box. And I'm like, okay, well, I like that. You know,
this
low
is
G the man, all you see
box
is,
art, honestly.
All
this
you
is
see
great.
Is his fucking ankles.
this is genius shit.
Yeah, you know, fucking low G, more like low key genius. But yeah, big G and feet flying off the box. Like, that's some 90s ass, you know. And then on the back, it says, like, you know, if he charges his power, he can jump 3 screens. I'm like, that is just the kind of information you want on the back of your box. 3 screens? Wow. I wish I could jump that high by charging my powers.
But my Nintendo's only hooked to 1.
Yeah. Like, that's the other thing. Yeah,
you have to be Elvis.
You have to have, like, a matrix of TVs. You have to play this on, like, 9 CRT TVs in order to see how high the Low G Man can jump.
You gotta break into Graceland.
God.
You're like, let me hook this up.
Mm-hmm. No, this show ain't no good. Pow! But yeah, I feel like Low G Man, you know, I'd rather be a Low G Man than a Low T Man, if you know what I mean.
Mm.
You know, I got a lot of testosterone, and I'm able to, you know, I'm able to hit the certain spot, I have my certain spot in a much lower location than most people, if you know what I mean.
Well, wow. When you say it.
Yeah, trust me, man, I thought of this. You know, we're talking about a certain spot that the Low G Man is able to hit and have.
And have.
Yeah. Oh, I've got the low spot. And yeah.
Can you imagine if that's what this game was?
About long dicking people that hit the low G spot?
Yeah.
Yeah. I also feel like this could be like a, you know, kind of like maybe like a less positive, like maybe this could be like a way of saying somebody's you know, secretly gay. Like, you know, the guy's a low G man, if you know what I mean. Just feels like this could be, you know, like somebody's on the down low, you know? Mm-hmm.
I was thinking that they're too straight near the low G.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, I can see that. Like, yeah. You know, that guy's so straight, I will not even try to signal to him to see if maybe he is gay. You know, that guy's a low G man. That's look. It's, you know, like me sitting over there. Like, yeah, I'm not going to. Yeah,
he just likes red handkerchiefs. There's nothing. No more look into that.
Right, exactly.
I thought he just crawled on the ground a lot.
He could, but. Yeah, I don't know. There's so many things that could be said about the Low G Man. But unfortunately, the box and official title do clarify it's the Low Gravity Man.
Is he a cryptid?
I hope so. You know, like, it'd be great if you just, like, out and about, you see a man jump three screens high, and you're like, whoa, is that the Low G Man?
You just look up and see shoes dangling past.
I like to picture it also as like, a cryptid, like, fucking the skunk ape is cryptid. Like, you know, you only see the Low G Man, like, in the woods along the rivers. Yeah. Like, shoes just, you know, moving. It's like, oh, shit, I think I saw the Low G Man. There's all these pictures out there of the Low G Man. It's just shoes dangling from branches. It's like, guys, that's not fucking
power lines.
Yeah, the Low G Man, he doesn't only live near power lines. Like,
he's a drug dealer.
But yeah, I kind of want to play the game because I'm intrigued by the Low G Man. He fights robots and jumps really high, and freezes things with a stun ray. The less said about that, the better.
And he's got that Low G.
See, that's the other thing. You could just say, you know, yeah, he's got a deep voice. Yeah. Johnny, you know, is Low G a note? Yeah, is that a thing?
So G is a note. Yeah, so yeah, there's a Low G.
So there's a Low G.
Yeah.
But doesn't it go, every good boy deserves fudge? Isn't G normally a higher note? Or is it, am I not going upstairs? I'm going, like, which way does that mnemonic work?
They go up, but they don't have to start from a A. It depends on the instrument you're playing, right? On some instruments, the lowest note could be a G.
Word. Gotcha. So there could be a Low G.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I'm sure there's some bass configuration you can set up where the lowest string is a G string, and there you go.
Yeah, see? And yeah, I hadn't even considered the G string in all of this. Perhaps the Low G Man also, you know, that maybe that's why they only were able to show his ankles on the box. It's because when he comes down, he's wearing a fucking, like, a Borat G string.
Yeah.
Never considered that the Low G Man might have a really deep G spot, a really deep voice, a fucking wear a G string.
Playing a bass.
Exactly, play bass. There's, you know, there's so many things that could, you know, could be true about the Low G Man, but we don't know because he's just ankles on a box.
Yeah,
you know,
you got to play the game to find out.
That's great marketing right there. Like, people walk by that box in Blockbuster, they're like, "Yeah, definitely renting that. I love the letter G. There's nothing else on the box. I better grab it."
This is hands down my new favorite cryptid.
I think we gotta start, you know, pushing the cryptid, man. We gotta
make some shirts. Sure. We gotta make some videos. Put them on the internet.
I'm sure that if we make a shirt with the Low GTT Man on it, nobody's gonna come to Tee Public and take that one down. Yeah. Like, you know, there's no one out here fighting for the Low G Man. So, I think
Jersey Devil.
Yeah, we might fucking. We might have to make Low GTT Man the new GTT cryptid. So, I'm in favor of that. But Johnny, let's finish off the threesome. All right, all you Christian rock fans, I'm sure you don't need any hints, but this game was the final unlicensed NES game to be commercially released in the United States before the system was discontinued. Can't wait to see where Johnny is suggesting that we shove it. Johnny says he believes in low G, and Jesse says Noah's Ark, if you know what I mean. Unfortunately, Jesse is not correct. No, this is a game called Sunday Funday : The Ride.
Friends.
Yes. Sunday Funday : The Ride. I don't think I need to elaborate greatly on how that could be seen as a sexual euphemism.
Is this like a new ride opening up at Universal Studios?
Yes, a deeply sexual ride opening at Universal Studios, John.
Oh, man, finally, we're replacing for the Hulk ride.
Yes, exactly. You jump in the, you know, the little penis thing, and then it shoots out of that tunnel. Just you're riding a cum car, and it shoots out at 60 miles per hour and goes along the Hulk coaster.
God, the ejaculation simulator.
Everything else unchanged. Sunday, and it's only open on Sundays. That's the craziest part. Sunday Funday, coincidentally the day that I have the most sex. And the ride, the way that I have the most sex. Therefore, it's a sex euphemism. But yeah, Sunday Funday is a game that originally was called Menace Beach. Menace Beach is a skateboarding game released by a company called Color Dreams for the NES. It was an unlicensed game where you play as a skateboarder who has to rescue your girlfriend. Does anybody know the company Color Dreams offhand?
I feel like I've heard of it.
Well, if you know your unlicensed NES video game history, Color Dreams became Wisdom Tree.
Color Dreams
renamed themselves Wisdom Tree and reskinned this cool, extreme skateboarding game where you have to rescue your girlfriend while their clothes are falling off. They made it Sunday Funday, The Ride, where you play as a skateboarding young man who is carrying a Bible and you have to skateboard to Sunday school.
Oh.
Yeah. And you have the power of Bible verses to defeat bullies and clowns and businessmen. And your girlfriend, her clothes are no longer falling off because she's been replaced by your fully clothed Sunday school teacher.
Oh, that's no fun.
Yeah, but Sunday Funday, The Ride, as a sexual euphemism, I feel like is fun.
Oh, yeah, definitely. That's way more fun.
And what if I told you, Jesse, that somebody else took this game and released it in Asia as Miss Peach World and replaced the female character, it makes the player character a female character, and includes hentai cutscenes.
Ooh.
Would that make you feel better about it if you were playing as a skateboarding woman and watching unlicensed hentai?
That'd be fun.
Yeah. Yes,
that's more
way
fun.
Way more fun than that game.
I mean, of the three versions, I feel like I would go for Menace Beach, just because, it's like an extreme skateboarding game and you're fighting dudes and rescuing chicks and, being a cool skateboarding guy. I think then I would probably go for the hentai version. And I would probably go Sunday Funday, The Ride at the bottom. I feel like that, despite having the fun sexual euphemism for the name.
That's definitely the marry, fuck, kill order.
Yes. Okay. You're right. Yeah. I would marry Menace Peach. I would fuck Miss Peach. And I would kill Sunday Funday, The Ride. Also, as part of this, so The Ride refers to a song by a Christian pop band called For Him, and that song, the song that I just played, is included in the game as a karaoke sing-along.
Wow.
It's not actually part of the skateboarding game. You can do karaoke on your NES to one song from a Christian pop group.
Finally.
From 1994. It's a knockout package, fucking Sunday Funday with The Ride.
What a way to release a single.
Like, holy hell.
You go to Wisdom Tree, have someone turn it into an NES song, and then, you fucking package it with a Christian Sunday school themed skateboarding game. It's a hell of a way to get your music out there.
Do we have the original track on hand?
No, I'm sorry. I really should have gotten it.
Oh.
I should have made it my bonus tune. What was I thinking? Probably thinking nobody's scoring any points tonight, but that's beside the point. God, we got to find a copy of The Ride, the fifth studio album by contemporary Christian group For Him.
Put it on the radio.
Yeah. God, it's got a roller coaster on the cover of it. That's The Ride, man.
Oh.
Maybe, yeah. They were trying to make God-themed roller coaster music and loaded it into an NES cartridge. it's a hell of a way to go, man.
Yeah.
But yeah, so, I like a good Sunday Funday. Yeah. You know, when my wife rolls over and says, hey, it's Sunday Funday, time for The Ride.
You know, yeah.
Like, I'm totally down.
And she goes, you know what I mean? And then you're like,
exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Like, at first, you're like, the NES game?
I love it when she says, know what I mean.
Like Ernest?
I'm all about some Vern play.
Yeah.
God. Yeah. When my wife puts on, just her Jim Varney face and rolls over and starts fucking me, it's fantastic.
It's not the one with the
denim vest and the, Okay, she's not doing any other Jim Varney characters.
It's like strictly that one.
Ernest play. Not doing the rich guy that's stuck up. That's the old world as I see it. No, she doesn't fuck me like that. It's good. She strictly earnest stuff, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
That was my shitty NES BGM threesome of
that's
sex.
That's a good threesome.
Yeah, no, thanks, man. I appreciate that.
The music was great.
Sure it was.
Were fun.
even the Christian rock karaoke was great.
Yeah, it was cool.
Yeah, I learned a lot. But Johnny, let's keep moving.
Game 3.
Gentlemen, for this game, the original name was going to be Disco Rangers.
Like a line man, I like it better when it hurts. can meet me on an airplane or in the back of the bus. You can throw me like a boomerang. I'll come back and get you up. Oh, I have waited here for you. Don't keep me waiting. You make me wanna lie.
Alright, let's see some answers. Let's see. Johnny has
tripped Johnny! On like a, hold that on screen for at least 5 minutes.
Of some sort.
What
the? Either that or it's like a. Like
that a is like new record, low effort.
It's not even dick shaped.
Like, it's like an upside down hot dog bun.
Yeah.
What the fuck am I looking at, bro?
It's sucked up real bad, Johnny.
And you didn't even get two nuts on it. Like, it's just.
It looks like the outline of like a hacksaw.
Oh, I fucking love it. I'm sorry. I know. It's... Oh wow.
That's upsetting.
That's the chodiest dick I've ever drawn.
No.
Okay. Chodius Maximus.
Okay, and John has the correct answer. Elite Beat Agents.
Yes.
And this comes from Brandon P. in our Discord, where you can make your requests, and one of us will use them on the show. And we'll say your name, and say stuff that you said, like,
and play some of your favorite tunes.
Yeah, and he said that he is an elite beat agent, which I'm pretty sure means he masturbates at a higher level than most people,
but only on behalf of other people.
Well, yeah, you have to hire him,
right?
You know, he's an agent.
Yeah, yeah. Or he gets to keep 10% of your masturbation.
Yeah, it's up to the, you know, contract.
Right. So. That's good. Yeah. Good for him, man. I'm proud of him.
Yeah.
Yeah. For the euphemism and for the self-awareness to admit it. Yeah. Yeah. Telling the whole world out here. Yeah. Brandon likes to beat it. Elite.
Yeah.
You ever play this game, Jesse?
So I have not. But I do know it's a rhythm game. Looks pretty neat. A lot of okay songs in it.
Let me ask you something about masturbating. Do you consider masturbating a rhythm game?
So they have these games on various websites. I don't know if you've ever seen them. It's
nope. Basically never seen them.
Where you have to stroke to like the beat of the songs, and like it has like the little prompts, and then it will tell you when to speed up. And when, oh, it's called Cock Hero. That's what they're called. If you
Google I have, in that case, I have definitely not seen this.
Oh, okay, you Google Cock Hero.
I sure will.
And then, like, it'll sometimes it'll be like, okay, here's a breather, you get to stop. And so it's showing you, like, you know, adult videos. And it's playing music that you have to, you know, fap along to the beat and stuff.
Is it playing, like, Dragon Force?
Yeah, sometimes. You know, it depends. There's different levels. And, like, you have to basically get past the song, if you know what I mean. You know, don't... If you finish before the song, you lose.
So, is Cut Hero before or after EA bought out the game series?
Right.
I mean, it's not licensed. It's like a... You search it up on a website that shows your favorite...
Okay, videos. So it's not by the original Harmonix team.
No. People make these. Like, you could make one if you wanted to.
Now, what if you made it with, like, yourself and then several of the friends doing different acts and you called it Cock Band?
There you go. Yeah, that'd be fun.
You know, Johnny, search for Cock Band. I'm sure that's not a thing with any results.
That might just be like a,
yeah, be like a platform thing. Yeah, I realize that now. Probably hard to search for Cock Band.
God, can you imagine plugging 500 sex toys into your PS2?
Yeah, no, I can't, because I mean, I never even had the PS2 multi-tap, but yeah, my PS2 was very, very chaste in that way. Yeah, two controllers max, good Christian PS2.
What, didn't it have USB ports?
Oh,
it did, and that's
I had the one with the modem on it too. So mine had an Ethernet.
Yeah, I got that modem. Played Final Fantasy XI on that bad boy.
Oh yeah,
it was the only game it would play for a while because that was a discrete error one, and since the game was on the hard drive, I didn't have to worry about it.
God, though, so yeah, what the five different sex toys would be that you plug into your PS2?
Well, you'd have to use that Res controller or whatever.
Yeah, the vibe thing. Yeah. The vibrator.
So,
one is the webcam, the iToy.
Yeah.
Then you got the Res vibrator. God, what are the other... I mean, could a DDR pad count as one?
Yeah. You lay on it.
Or right, you just got to roll around on it.
they had that weird sound.
Didn't they have that weird microphone that looked like a vibrator? Or it was a control toy.
Yeah, that was PS3.
Yeah, I was thinking that was PS3. Did they include the like the buzzer for the game show? Was that PS3 as well?
Ooh, when was that?
Yeah, because like I know a lot of things came out like the PlayStation Move on PS3, the Move accessories. Yeah. I mean, you know, if somebody didn't get a PlayStation Move controller stuck in their butt at some point in human history, I'll be very surprised.
Yeah.
Yeah, got a big thick what ball are you even doing? On it. Yeah, exactly. It changes colors. Yeah. You know, you can't play any good games with it.
Yeah.
You end up with it
somewhere.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, what are the other sexual PS2 accessories? I feel like I didn't. Accessories weren't really a thing with PS2. That's more of like a Nintendo thing for me. So, like, I don't know. Like, you know, if you said, like, you know, the Wii sex toys, I'd be like, oh, yeah.
Did the wheel. Work on
the
it?
Zapper. The. Wait, the what?
The gun con. The gun you would get for your PlayStation to play Point Blank with.
That might count. What about the Wu-Tang controller for Shaolin Style, the fighting game?
Oh, man.
What could you do with that?
What about the Resident Evil chainsaw controller?
Johnny, you read my mind, because that was going to be the final destination of this disgusting possible discussion. What about the Resident Evil chainsaw controller? Could that be used as part of Cock Band?
I think, generally speaking, not enough people are saying the phrase, what about the Resident Evil chainsaw controller?
It's true. Yeah. Yeah, especially in a sexual way.
Yeah, especially.
Sexually. Yeah. I mean, I'm attracted to it, but not usually sexually. So, yeah, we got to...
Just platonically.
Exactly. No, it's the platonic ideal of an absurd video game controller. It's not the sexual ideal.
I want to hang out with it.
Right.
Yeah. Watch a football game with it, you know, just bond.
Let's crack open a beer with it.
Share stories.
Mm-hmm. I'd vote for it twice. Elite Beat Agents, though, it features the ultimate sexual video game console. Because it was a DS game, if I'm not mistaken. And I don't know if you recall, the DS taught America that touching is good.
Yeah, touching is good.
It's very good. So, Nintendo, in their most 2005 way possible, was really encouraging a sexual revolution. And these Elite Beat agents were a huge part of it. Because, you know, I don't know if you know this, but in order to, you know, be an Elite Beat agent, you got to touch it.
Yeah. And with your touching stylus. Is good.
Oh, God. Now, I honestly don't want to go down that path. But are you saying that you want to stroke it with the stylus, or...
Wait.
Are you saying like, you want to put the stylus in your pee hole?
That, yeah. See, there's what I'm trying to avoid. I don't want the sounding stylus, but I was thinking, like, what if your penis is like that wooden fish instrument in elementary school band, and you're rubbing it, like,
with on the stylus? DS?
Yeah, I mean, yes. What if you just rub it up and down the DS?
And you could, like, clamshell it right on your...
Yeah. Kind of getting out of euphemism territory here. We're just trying to find ways to hurt ourselves with the DS. Yeah.
Hi, I'm Jesse Moore. Welcome to Jackass.
I was going
to
say, are we just pitching Jackass 5?
Yeah.
Oh, God, yeah.
We're doing this.
Chris Pontius has to get naked and roll through a hallway full of DSs.
DS stands for Dick Slam.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, you want to be an Elite Beat agent, man, you gotta do a little dick slamming.
You gotta slam your dick in this DS. And it's the old big one.
I still have one of those, man. You know, I'm not gonna do it on screen, but I could test
Patreon.
This out.
Man, if you can slam your dick in a microwave, you can slam your dick in the big DS.
I'm saying, man. Yeah.
Logical next step.
Your t-shirt.
Would it be okay if instead of slamming it, what if it was like a gentle smush?
Yeah, it's up to you, you know?
Do I need to slam it, or can I just kind of press it?
Well, no, if you're like a real cock hero, you got to slam it.
Okay, fair enough.
That's a new mode on Bop It.
Slam it. In a DS.
Shove it.
You mean your penis? Bop it, twist it, flick it. You know, slam your penis in a DS.
Yeah, slam it, shove it, sound it.
There was that.
They added sound it to Bop It. Like,
oh no.
What's this little thing to? No! Oh, God.
There was that little thing you could put on your DS so you could do Guitar Hero buttons. You remember that thing?
Yeah, that's a sexual accessory. So. Yeah,
we'll
clip it on and press extra buttons.
You get to finger your DS that way, I get it.
Yeah.
Well said, John. as though the DS was not already fingered enough. Fine, game 5.
We'll be right back.
right, gentlemen. So this game takes place in the far-off year of 2095, where robot billionaires, or robillionaires, have taken over the world, and humans are addicted to dopamine. Gentlemen, let's see some answers or horribly inflated penises. Or, draw your picture of Low G Man. Alright, so John has guessed Sunset Overdrive. That is incorrect.
Sounds like a sexual euphemism.
And Johnny says Suck It. That's also incorrect.
Not a warehouse game.
So Suck It!
Okay. This is Mullet Mad Jack.
What?
Which that's what happens when you go to a NASCAR event and you use Grindr to get a quick handy.
Handy. All right.
Because, you know, a lot of them have mullets. They're probably mad that they're using Grindr, but they're still using Grindr, and they're gonna jerk you off. So that's fun. This game, though, is way more fun than that.
It's a get a quick handy sounds pretty good.
Yeah,
yeah. Well,
pretty
angry,
fun.
An angry guy with a mullet.
Yeah.
While you're hearing the cars drive around real fast. Oh, I'm working myself up. Vroom, vroom.
Gentlemen, yeah. Start your engines.
Yeah. Call me Lightning to come.
I'll show you my checkered flag.
Yeah. You should see a doctor about that, Johnny. I keep telling you. Why are there black specks in it? Anyways, so this game is cool. It's like, I really think this would hit, like, Johnny's brain, because it's a you just gotta fucking play it and get good kind of game. It's got this cool like anime aesthetic, and it's a first person shooter. You got 10 seconds in each level to beat it.
Whoa.
Now, yeah, but what happens is as you're playing it, whenever you kill people, everyone on the internet, not real internet, the 2095 internet, they're watching, so they give you likes for every time you kill someone or do something crazy, you know, blow some up, blow barrels up. So you're getting likes, and likes give you seconds. So as long as you're killing and not being killed, don't run out of time. You just have to just be on the move, keep doing stuff. There's environmental kills, like you kick people off like cliffs or kick them into like fish tanks or like electrical bits. You like go down through like air vents, and then like there's these like ramp areas where you slide down and just and so like this robot billionaire guy, he ends up kidnapping your girlfriend, and he runs up these 10 flights of stairs. So, like, you have to go up 10 flights of stairs, and so each flight is a level. So every time you finish a level, you get to pick one of three upgrades. Sometimes it's a weapon, like there are like a rail gun, there's like a flame katana, there's like Uzis. Sometimes there's like a pickup or like a upgrade where whenever you heal yourself at a like a soda machine, after you drink the soda, you throw the can, it'll be an explosive. So that's a cool new upgrade. You get like some upgrades where like if you kill one robot, it blows up next to the other ones. This is also a game that will give points for shooting someone in the testicles. So wow. It's another one of those games.
Sweet.
So that's fun. If you love shooting billionaires in the dick, this is the game for you.
Please. I mean, I think I'd love it. I haven't tried it.
You should.
I'm open to it.
Yeah. Yeah. We should go out on like a camp, one of those like hunts where you like pay some money and you get to go and hunt some kind of animal or a billionaire. You know, it'd be fun.
You know about a lot of those? The most dangerous game hunts?
Yes.
I don't think that usually the billionaires are the ones being hunted on those, man. I think we might be the ones being hunted.
Oh, fuck. What did I sign up for?
Yeah, that's the thing, man. I'm not sure. You know, oops. Yeah, if you have a bunch of billionaires interested in having you over to their property, I think you might be being hunted.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Can you imagine paying money to go on a hunt and then you wind up being the hunted?
I mean, that's the idea of the most dangerous game, like, yes. But like,
so not only are you the one being hunted, you gave them money for the privilege.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I mean, they are billionaires, Johnny. They're not idiots. Yeah. Yeah. They didn't get rich by fucking paying a lot of people to come to their compound and get hunted.
But it's got a really cool aesthetic. I would look up some video of this game, if anything, because it looks cool when you're playing it. It gets kind of hectic. I get into like this weird state where I'm just like running, jumping, and shooting and not even caring like what I'm actually looking at. And a lot of times it gets me to the end of the level. So it's like, that keeps working. Just going to run straight, shoot, and kick things. But it's a cool game with a lot of style. It's got this cool like 80s anime vibe. It's a neat game. It came out a couple years ago, and it's worth looking into. I would suggest it's a fun game. You got like 20 minutes to burn. Want to play something fun? It's a good old Mullet Madjack. It's got a silly name too.
Yeah.
Sometimes
when I got 20 minutes to burn, I just do a little Madjack myself. Yeah. So.
It came out a couple years ago, but I see the release date being in 2024, like May 2024. So it's only been out, been out about a year.
Okay, so a year.
Yeah. It just came to Xbox One, in March of this year.
Yeah, that's
surely you don't mean Game Pass. Yeah.
That's right.
No way.
Yeah. And it says that they're working on a Switch version.
Yes, it's still in the works, but the music's really good. That I would recommend Johnny checking out the first song again when you get a chance, because there's a lot of saxophone in it. I was like, ooh, lots of saxophone. Johnny will like this.
Yeah,
Mullet Mad Sax.
Yeah, but yeah, Mullet Mad. Yeah, I see. Ah. But yeah, this is it's a cool game. Looks cool. Sounds cool. Music's like it was hard to pick three songs for this because like every song was really good. So if this gets in the radio, I feel like it should get a lot of play.
That's what I'd like to hear. Yeah, I'll look into it because I dig the tunes. I'd like to dig the game at some point, but currently, Xbox and Game Pass. So I'll keep my eye out for the Switch version. Sounds crazy and fun.
It is.
Yeah, and shooting billionaires in the testicles.
Yeah. It's,
yes, please.
But. Now, I'm sorry, but Jesse, are they all robot billionaires?
I think so, but okay. They were probably built by regular billionaires, and then they probably killed the regular billionaires, which that's fun, but then you still have robot billionaires.
Right.
And then it's either you kill them, or you get the ape billionaires to show up and beat them, and then the ape billionaires are there. So then you got to wait for the alien billionaires to come down and kill the apes. But then you got the I forget the rest of that Simpsons joke, but it was really good.
Right.
Is there like a Planet of the Apes billionaires mode where it's all ape billionaires?
Yeah.
God, I'd hate to go to that planet. I mean, I like the apes, but the billionaire part.
Yeah.
I don't know. But yeah, also though, if it's a planet full of billionaires.
And billionaires are nothing.
Exactly. Like they're not they've lost their status. If all the apes on the planet are billionaires, then does being a billionaire mean anything anymore? Or are they all just apes?
I'm sure Dr. Zaius would spin it in some fucked up way.
Probably. But, man, we're getting deep on the billionaire ape thing here. It's kind of blowing my mind a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, man, what if all these billionaires realize that they're just apes? Yeah.
What, if the, probably, apes, what if the apes realize they're just billionaires?
Right. Wait, we shouldn't fucking be like fighting and fucking. We should be spending our billions.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you mean? It's the planet of the apes. We don't have anything to buy.
Yeah, bananas.
What's currency? All these bananas and all our shit?
Yeah.
Yeah. I've got more shit than anybody. man. But, yeah, I guess if billionaires realized they were all just apes, they would probably opt to put their brains in, like, robots and become, like, more supreme beings. So this all adds up, Jesse. You know, this game seems to make sense. Yeah. Robot billionaires, the inevitability. Yeah. It's, yeah,
is there any kind of mode, like a bonus mode, where you can destroy robot like friends of billionaires? Like, is there a robot Reagan you can go off and blow up? Is there a, you know, robot Epstein's Island you could destroy somehow?
Yeah, maybe.
Is there a bonus area featuring robot Epstein's Island? Oh. No.
Then is that robot Epstein in like his island, or is that an island? That's a robot island owned by Epstein.
Or is it an island full of robot Epsteins? And if they all are robot Epsteins, does that mean that none of them are really Epsteins? If everybody on the island is an Epstein, what does it mean anymore to be an Epstein? Think about it, Johnny.
God.
Yeah.
Let's get Epstein on the phone.
On that island, we would be the freaks. If you go to an island of all robotic Epsteins, they would find you weird.
I am legend, but it's Epsteins.
They've all turned into robot Epsteins. Oh,
and you are the monster.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Oh, God. We're going to terrible places.
This guy fucks adults.
What a list.
But there are no more adults. There's only us, Robot Epsteins. This guy's trying to fuck us. We should write that show. I am Robo Epstein. Or no, I am not Robo Epstein. Oh, I shouldn't be saying these things on a recording.
I am legend, but it's Epstein's. Just that's the title.
Oh, God. Imagine if, what was it that turned them all into zombies in I Am Legend? Was it a vaccine?
I think it was a virus. I think it was the virus.
Right, okay. I wasn't sure if it was the vaccine did it or the virus did it. Yeah, fine. If you get a virus and it turns you into a robot Epstein, that's not political. But yeah, if you get vaccinated and it turns you into a robot Epstein, I'm not prepared to
hate those.
Explore that.
What about a shooting star that turns you into a robot Michael Jackson? Where does that fall into all this?
Now, that's interesting. Yeah, like, do you have to, like, would you swallow the shooting star and it turns you into a robot Michael Jackson?
Yes.
Okay. Swallow the shooting star, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely not something Michael Jackson suggested anybody do.
That's my favorite version of the Fooly Cooly theme. Swallow shooting star.
Oh, I love this show.
God. I don't think there's anything else. I don't think we can top, fucking robot Michael Jackson swallowing shooting stars.
If robot Michael Jackson was a calculating computer, what would he sound like?
Oh, let's find out.
Calculating computer activated.
You hear that, like, balloon rubbing sound? Like,
Scoring complete.
This game's winner is John Harrington.
Hey, wow, what do you know? Man, I gotta say, I'm shocked by this turn of events. I can't believe you guys don't know more games that are sex euphemisms. I can't believe this is such a low-scoring episode of the show. Man, because, you know, like, this theme was designed to bring out the big hitters. And, you know, the games that we all know. And,
Shove It, the warehouse game.
Yeah, Shove It and the Christian skateboarding game and, you know, the low G man. We discovered a lot of fantastic things, but what we didn't discover was very many points on the episode. So I apologize to everybody expecting a great video game guessing performance here tonight. It didn't happen. But, I will take the win. I always take the win, and I'm happy to do it. Because, man, this kind of makes up for also it not turning out to be the 400th episode. If it's not the 400th episode, and we had to spend the whole night just talking about weird sex jokes, I'm glad that I get to win. It makes me feel good about me. So, I had a theme in mind also as I was preparing for the show and then, you know, pulling tunes together. I'll be honest with you guys. It got me feel a little hot and bothered. And I figured that we'd keep it simple. Next week, hot is the theme. Hot games. Games with hot things. Hot stuff. Mon. Mm. On next week's Game That Tune. So, what do you say to that?
Like temperature or like...
Definitely temperature, yes.
Games that get me hot.
Could also be that.
Okay.
Hot. Don't you dare.
What was the name of that hentai game you were talking about?
Yeah, don't worry. It has the same music as the one I used tonight. Oh. you cannot bring the you know, whatever. Miss Peach World. Yeah. Yeah. And I forgot to say also Miss Peach. It's not like a Mario hentai thing. It's distinct character. It's not a super Princess Peach with hentai on the NES. Oh. That's not what it was. Yeah, sorry. So not that hot.
Is that really the case, or is that just what they said? Like, it's not Princess Peach.
Right. Definitely not. I think it actually did predate her being called Peach. So, yeah, it was just Miss Peach. But, hot games, hot tunes, hot things, hot stuff. That's the theme. Gonna make it hot. It's gonna get hot in here. We're gonna take off all our clothes.
I'm gonna bring in the Some Like a Hot game.
You could do that. Yeah, I encourage that. Fucking yeah. There's a number of ways to qualify a game for this theme. So yeah, it's gonna be hot. Whatever it is. Yeah, don't go weird and ironic again. No snowy games. Like just you know, it's fucking it's hot. It's summertime. Let's play some hot games.
Cold is just the absence of heat. So
yeah, what is cold if not the opposite of hot? Which means it shouldn't be part of this theme. Because the theme is hot. It's not the opposites of hot. I guess cold is related to hot, in a sense. But no cold. Yes, is hot.
A secret Lunar Gary episode.
It could be. But then it'd be another, you know, that would add another episode back on to our count before we get to 400. So I think this is just going to be a normal Game That Tune episode.
What about coal? Not coal, just coal that you can light on fire and get your grill nice and hot.
Whoa!
Coal games.
I mean,
no.
Is it lit?
Incredibly lit. This game lit. It's incredible.
Well, like, is it hot coals? Because if it's hot coals, then yes. But if it's just coal, like, you know, if you get, like, coal in your stocking from, you know, from Santa, like,
yeah,
no.
Like a train game where you're hauling coal across the country.
Are the trains hot?
I guess. Yeah, like, yeah, I bang them.
They're steam engines,
sure,
right?
Yeah, I fuck those trains.
And they have faces, I assume, because they're Thomas trains, I bet.
Yeah, oh, of course they are.
Yeah.
So, well, hey, yeah, what's hot up, Percy?
Right, yeah. Oh, mercy, Percy. fucking, yeah, so hot trains hauling hot coal, sure. But no, if there's just, like, non-hot coal, you know, if it's like a coal mining game, no.
Coal's hot, man.
Yeah. We'll see. But, again, we're not keeping it limited to coal. Hot games. nice broad theme. Many ways to get on the, you know, get a game on the show. You know, it's just, it's going to be hot. So, hot show. That's what it's going to be. Thank you guys. This was a hot show. You know, for different reasons than the next episode will be. But thank you guys so much for being here. Thanks everybody watching live with us, live every Wednesday night, except this one. This is a Tuesday night. Live usually on Wednesday nights, twitch.tv/GameTheTune. We appreciate you guys hanging out, chatting with us. We love seeing you guys. We're in podcast devices on Tuesday mornings, GameThatTune.com, or anywhere that you get your podcasts. We appreciate you guys listening, reviewing, subscribing, sharing Game That Tune, the podcast, with your friends, and continuing to listen as we make our silly trek towards the 400th episode, which was not tonight. Want to thank everybody that checks out Patreon, patreon.com/GameThatTune. Of course, is the home for awesome exclusives, and you help us keep the lights on the show, as well as our 24/7 video game music radio stream, gttradio.com, your home for awesome video game music on the internet. We love you guys checking that out, and we love everybody checking out patreon.com/GameThatTune. Of course, we love more than everybody. We love our Patreon Absurd fans. You know what I'm talking about. Daniel Perky, Sam L, Phoenix Tier 2121, Beast Pond, HCO, and Spanky McMasters. Fantastic group of fans and a fantastic group of supporters that we've got there at Patreon. So join there and be like them. Support us. We got a fantastic request tonight. It came from Jesse. Tell us where it's from.
Brandon P. and the Discord.
That's right, Brandon P., one of our Patreon Absurd fans. You know, a great fan, a great requester. Discord, a great place to make your requests. We love getting requests from you guys. We love chatting out, chatting there with you guys. Just having fun in our silly little community. We really appreciate you guys joining us in Discord. Check the show notes for the link and come hang out and make some requests. Make us listen to fantastic tunes. Give us some hot tunes for our next episode. I want to hear them. Let's see. Anything else going on? Jesse, you've gandered some tapes recently. You got anything fun coming down the pipe?
I'm going to get to Paint Your Wagon eventually. So
I want to tune in for Paint Your Wagon.
Yeah, I want to make sure I know you're not off somewhere beaching it up. So
I'm giving myself a little pat on the back. I'm taking a couple of vacations this summer. That's not like me. I like the beach, as it turns out. But I would also like to hang out and watch Paint Your Wagon on Twitch with you. So, yeah, keep everybody posted when we're going to be painting wagons. Because, yeah, that's... did you know that Paint Your Wagon was two VHSs? How can there possibly be a Western musical that takes two VHSs to watch? We'll find out together at Patreon, or at twitch.tv/GameThatTune for Jesse's Gander Them Tapes. It's gonna be something. And I don't know, Johnny, what's new with you? Anything you want to announce? Why are we doing the show on Tuesday? What are you doing tomorrow, man?
Well, so tomorrow I'm gonna go see the women's U.S. women's national team play against Canada.
Fuck Canada!
Take off, man.
Word. All right, and now for the podcast listeners. Celebrate the victory that the U.S. has over Canada. Go ahead and make the prediction right now.
So, yeah, I'm going to call it. I think the U.S. is going to be Canada. I'm going to say 3-1.
You have to say it in past tense. Fucking say it with confidence. Okay. What happened on Wednesday night that made us not do Game That Tune at the right time?
See, I had a great time this past Wednesday. I saw the U.S. women's national team beat Canada 3-0.
It was hell
nil.
Yeah.
It's nil.
3-0.
There you go.
Yeah, zip is not the preferred term, Johnny. fantastic, man. Well, it's a lot of fun things going on around here. But nothing more fun right now than bonus tunes, of course. I've got hot, hot bonus tunes from a game with a hot, hot sexual euphemism. I'll let you decide if it's referring to my functional penis or my testicles. If you know what I mean. I've got a song from Mega Man 2. And I've got a Mega Man 2. And of course, the hot game, the hot track in that. Heat Man. Classic NES tune from a classic NES game, referring to my classic NES balls and or penis. Mega Man 2. We love you guys. Peace out, everybody.
All right. Shove It, the Warehouse Game, is copyright 1990 NCS Corporation and DreamWorks. Clash at Demon Head is copyright 1989 Vic Tokai. Low G Man, the Low Gravity Man, is copyright 1990 Taxan. Sunday Funday, the Ride, is copyright 1995 Wisdom Tree. Elite Beat Agents is copyright 2005 Nintendo Company Limited. Mullet Mad Jack is copyright 2025 Hammer 95 Studios.